This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Park should be packed this weekend. Cubs in town. Could be a World Series preview. We want to know your ballpark hacks, ways to save time, money, add some enjoyment, help your fellow fan out, because we have seen a huge spike in attendance for the Tigers this season. One of the biggest increases year over year in all of baseball. John, you thought, hey, think about how you're going to leave the ballpark.
Get down early. Get yourself a parking spot on the street somewhere. And first of all, then you don't have to pay for parking. Then you get a chance to go to one of the many great restaurants that are down there. It's going to be a beautiful night. You walk over to the ballpark. You enjoy the game. You walk back to your car, and then you're out. You're not in the rush of everybody getting out of the, you know, whether it's the lots that are right around the park or those parking structures that are right there as well.
So when we go to Wings games, we park in the MGM lot. It's free. It's a little bit of a walk if you're going there all the way to Comerica, but it's going to depend. Are you with young kids? Are you there with your buddies? Is it just you and your partner? Whatever the case may be, if you're going to park, in this case, a little further away, you can still get the garage. You can get a little easier in, a little easier out, and save money that way. When you get into the ballpark, I wonder for fans that are standing room only, I know the section of where you can stand, but I think the move might be to go up to that right field bar, where I think you get a little more freedom of movement up there. You can grab a couple drinks. That way you're not just standing in this row of people trying to peek over and see the ballpark.
Yeah. I'm wondering what is the etiquette in the standing room only? If you're there with a buddy and you've got yourself a good spot, is one of them allowed to go and get a couple of beers, come back, and still have their spot?
I think so. But if you both leave?
Oh, you're done. You're toast.
Heather?
I know nothing about parking because every game I have went to, usually I have been an employee, so I've always been able to park close. So I don't know those hacks, but I do know you can bring a water. Bring a water with you, especially on these hot summer days. You are allowed to bring an unopened bottle of water. I believe it has to be under 20 ounces. You'd have to go and look at all those fine details, but you can bring that with you so you don't have to buy a water. You can stay hydrated because it does get hot. But also, it does depend where you're sitting. If you're in the Tiger's Den, it gets cold. So make sure, depending on where your seats are, you might need to layer up. It's so crazy. There's sometimes when I would be dripping in sweat out there in the stands, and I walk up to the Tiger's Den where you get this huge breeze and it's shaded, and there's people wearing almost like winter coats because it does get really cold in the Tiger's Den. I would say get there early, like you said. Go watch batting practice. Bring a Sharpie with you because you can get autographs during that time. Usually if you go down by the dugouts, it's a pretty cool time. I believe over by the K-Line Corner is where you can find like some of the cheapest beer. There is a small like market back there.
Oh yeah,
that I believe has, it used to, I don't know if this is all the same, but would have the cheapest bottles of beer.
You're talking like the self-checkout area they have?
Yeah, well, now it's all, I mean, it's cashless.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like a little, like, I call it a market.
Yeah.
A small little store.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I believe those are the cheapest beer in the park.
Yeah, cashless. Make sure you have your phone charged.
Oh, that's what someone says. Reminder, yes, cashless at Comerica Park if you haven't been in a few years. Now, they do have spots in the ballpark if you, like, you can get, like, the cards. I believe they have converters, right? They have to.
I don't know.
You can put cash into, like, a temporary card to use at the...
Oh.
I'm pretty sure they do.
I would imagine they probably do have something like that, but I'm not aware, so.
Okay. Derek in Ann Arbor, you got some tips for people? You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know, if you partake in cigarette smoking, there's absolutely no cigarettes allowed in the park, so make sure you bring some Zins so you're not out of that nicotine craving.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had no idea about that. I mean, I knew you can't smoke in the park.
Right. Yeah.
No, you can't even bring them in.
Well, I'm sure you could bring them in.
Well, no, you can bring them in, but they used to have a smoking.
I know nothing about that.
They're not going to confiscate your smokes.
Sorry, you can't bring those in.
You can put one in, just can't light it.
Yep.
So what do you have to do? You have to leave the ballpark?
Well, you can't leave the ballpark.
Well, if you do,
where do you smoke then?
Well, you don't. That's what he's saying. You got to take some.
Oh.
Make sure you have a full tin.
Got it. I don't know what those are, you guys.
The Zins?
No.
Yeah, make sure you got some Zins.
Oh, they're super popular.
Oh, yeah. It's basically straight nicotine in a pouch.
Not a smoker. I have no idea.
I'm not either. I don't chew
either, but
I know.
Maybe it was
them.
Something that maybe Colin had used, because he partakes of the tobacco products every once in a while.
He does. But he doesn't. I don't know.
I'm going to guess Colin would know what Zins are.
Yeah. He would know.
Whether
he
uses them or not, I know he probably knows.
So I got one in terms of actually getting close to the park without waiting in much traffic.
Okay.
I'm going to give away my secret.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
I've been doing this for probably about 20 years now. No matter what you do, if you're coming on main road, you want to go on main roads, okay? You don't want to go off the beaten path. And you want to get into the downtown Woodward, Comerica, LCA area quick. No matter what you do, get off at Forest on the Lodge. Turn left. Go to Woodward, a little bit of traffic down the street, just a little.
But not you're that there. Bad.
It's so easy. The people who wait for the Grand River exit off of 75 going north, I just don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, because that feels like 90% of anybody that's going downtown for an event, that's where they get off.
Now, the other one's Mac, right? Coming off 75.
I always get off on Mac.
Yeah.
I think you wait more that way than you do Forest. I have actually come up from 75, going north on 75, gotten off at the Lodge and gone north, which seems stupid.
You think you're going backwards, but you're going against
Forest, and then I cut back.
Yeah,
it's so quick. I do it for every sporting event.
Especially for those runners. You get off there and you can run, Forest, run.
We're going to do Dad Joke Friday.
Texter says, why are you guys acting like no one's been to a Tigers game before? Well, I don't know if you noticed, the last few years attendance was down.
It's been a long time since this many people have been to a Tiger game, and I don't think they're all former season ticket holders.
No. Texter says, my wife works at the DAC. Need I say more?
There you go.
Got that rooftop access. That's Dave in Clinton Township. Texter says, park at MGM, eat at the casino, go to the casino before the game, then go to the ballpark.
Yeah, and if you're at the DAC or in that area, as you walk to the ballpark, you're going to walk past a number of really good bars.
Yeah.
Restaurants and bars. Okay. So you could stop in for a drink here. Maybe you want to move down here and stop in for a drink there. You could just drink your way to the ballpark.
Although you're not really saving that much on drinks. You can on food. You're not saving that much on drinks. I mean,
no, probably not. I mean, it depends what you're getting. Yeah. I mean, if you're getting your umbrella drink, like I know you do, you're probably not saving
a lot. I suppose you're just getting like a domestic beer. Yeah, you can save some money that way. Texter says, a couple weeks ago, we went downtown by 5 p.m. It was a 2 to 3 hour wait for some of the restaurants down there. If it's sellout crowd and there's other events, 4:30 is not going to be enough. Well, you're going to need a reservation.
Yeah, you need a reservation always, I feel like now. Maybe not walking into a bar. Well, maybe you could go up and grab a drink.
Like Friday night in Detroit? Yeah, you're going to need a reservation, whether the Tigers are playing or not. Mm-hmm. Throw in the fact that the Tigers are playing, yeah.
Yeah, but there's also a handful of, not sit-down restaurants, but more delis or a quick taco shop that you can jump into, the
M&M deal, the mom's spaghetti. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
I'm sure there's
a line
for that.
Well, there is, but it's not like you're going to be 2 hours. You're going to get fed and you're going to get, it's right it's at the Fox, basically. It's right across from the ballpark.
Don't wear white. if you eat spaghetti like I do.
248-539-9797.
Take your donuts.
There you go. My hack is that I actually watch the game and don't disrupt a whole row during the middle of the inning so I can go grab nachos. Success has its cost. Mike in Lake Orion.
Yeah, there's always that guy or girl.
Heather, is your advice to wear a shirt?
Yes, wear a shirt. Please wear a hat. Wear a sunscreen. But yeah, keep your shirts on, everyone.
Texter says, I'm going to my first Tigers game since 2013. Signed, Jack and Coke Jerry.
There you go.
And that crowd's making their way over. Drink cheap in the outlying bars. Prices go up in the ballpark for premium games, especially liquor.
Yeah.
Yes. There are cash to card converters at Comerica Park if you find yourself in a spot where you have a bunch of cash, but they're not accepting it at the counters. Trumbull's the way to go on the way in. And another one says, why are you guys giving out driving tips? Because it gets congested.
Yeah. I think a little thought will save you some angst getting out. And it's just about, hey, if you're going to stay for the entire game. And tonight, I think, is all three of them may be, I've got to stay for all nine innings. And maybe even then some. But if you're going to stay to the final pitch, just put a little thought into it.
Exactly. Now, we got a text that just came in and says, use shuttles. And one of the places they said was Nemo's. I have this thing about the Nemo's and the shuttle. If you haven't done that, you're not a Detroiter. One time, experience the Nemo's thing. It's just so Detroit. You're in Corktown.
Yeah, Corktown.
You're where the old stadium was. You're with a big group of Tiger fans. Shuttles are cool.
Yeah.
I'm not as big with them with the kids, but that's what we used to do.
Shuttles are awesome after a win, too.
Yeah.
Because they could get a little rambunctious.
So I used to do downtown when the Wings were at the Joe Woodbridge Tavern and take the shuttle. That was an awesome experience.
So it's one thing, that's the closest we get, but it's one thing we don't really do here. We're the Motor City. We don't do the public transit routine. The Cubs, who we're going to play this week, those L trains going in and out of Wrigley before and after games, like that's getting hyped. That's celebrating after a win. We don't really have that element. The closest we have is what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's very cool. If you haven't done it, just do it once. It's cool.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Some hacks to help your fellow Tiger fans out this weekend. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's First Inning Friday on FanDuel, where every single week FanDuel is hooking all customers up with a special offer you can use on any early game Major League Baseball action. Put your baseball knowledge to the test from the very first swing with no runs or yes runs first inning bets. Will anyone score in the game's first frame? Check each team's season stats right inside the app and make the call. Every First Inning Friday, you can expect a special reward like a profit boost, a no-sweat bet, or more. So make sure you come back every single week to take another swing. And maybe it's Parker Meadows. He came out swinging, obviously, when he made the return. Maybe it's Carp. We know he loves hit home runs on in that first inning. All of those will be on the app. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to join. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. America's number one sportsbook, and make every single moment more with FanDuel. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
People making their way down to the ballpark later on tonight and all weekend long. Record crowds, sold out crowds expected, standing room only. Yeah. Scooble throws tonight. The Cubs are in town.
Heather, it all depends on where you sit too, right? Because it could be hot in one section and could be cold.
Could feel like winter in another.
If you're going Sunday, Pat will sing that live because he's going to be broadcasting at Comerica.
There you go.
Oh,
do the ballpark song.
Yelling at him.
Everybody get a chant going. Do it live.
Some ticket texters on tips for fans who haven't been in a few years, and clearly we know people are making their way for the first time in a few years. Texter says, the best hack, don't bring your children under five, especially the one-year-old and younger. Nobody wants to hear dinosaur sounds.
Oh, on Kids Day, it is okay. I've already expressed that
any
it's all
day,
right.
It's okay.
It is. I do agree, but definitely Kids Day. Go on Sunday. Kids Day on Sunday was so much fun.
A separate text, babies can't count strikes or outs, leave them at home. I didn't send these in.
I agree.
I agree. Under a year, sure. Over that, then it's your choice. I have no problem with anybody taking a kid at any age. They may not remember it at two or at three or even at four, but you are starting to create a wonderful fan.
I park at Cass Tech for all the events downtown. Make a short walk, free, convenient, get you away from the traffic. That's Coach Rush. There we go. That's what we're looking for. Ticket texter says, I haven't paid for parking in years. There's spots right next to Ford Field. If you know, you know. Tim in Clarkston. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not that far away. What else? Texter says, not saving much on drinks. Enlighten Costa, double Tito's and sodas, 26 without tip. My point is, yeah, you'll save buying outside the venue, but less than you used to. Mm-hmm. These bars have jacked up alcohol prices. I mean, by the time you order a double at a bar and tip on top of that, you're not going to save that much. And then another ticket texter says, the most annoying part about this team finally being good is the amount of bandwagon fans crowding the ballpark. I miss the days of being able to drive in, see a game, drive out without any hassle.
Now you miss those days of losing. Sure. Great. Let's go back there.
Now it's full of bandwagon annoying fans who couldn't even name three players. Okay. Yeah, I prefer them to lose so I could go cheaper. And now you want a good ball club, guys.
Yeah,
this
I want the premier parking spot.
Great.
Yeah. Watch the team. Nobody wants to see.
I am of the firm take that people check out on bad teams.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Ed and Canton, you're on 97.1.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hello.
Good morning. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing good. We sometimes go behind Ford's garage over there and hop on the bus in Dearborn. Seniors is 50 cents. Adults, I think, is like $2. It takes you down and drops you off in front of the stadium. And then you pick it up, and it costs you another 50 cents or $2 to, drive back, no parking. And you don't have to deal with traffic and just sit there and relax.
Yeah, you get some great, I mean, you could go to Ford's Garage just before the bus leaves get yourself a nice meal.
If you,
I love that.
Yep, you're exactly. Just trading your time, right? As long as you got nowhere to be, then yeah, I mean, you save a bunch of money doing that.
Sure.
Yeah, and you make sure you grab the express one because that it doesn't stop to pick up. It just stops to drop people off, so it's quicker.
Yeah,
awesome.
So you don't get stuck.
That's a good
going through every single stop along the way. A couple people have thoughts on how to save money on booze. One is bring your 3-year-old and hide beers in their diapers in a diaper bag.
Oh. You could do that.
I don't think we're going to condone it, but yeah, there's all kinds of ways you can sneak booze
just
in.
Make sure you put an ice pack down there, too, so they're cold.
Wasn't there a Lions fan that snuck in a cheese grater last year?
I think there was. It was the cheese grater hat, but was there actually somebody
some guy was grating cheese at the game. They showed him in one of the outros. I'm not crazy, right? You guys saw this. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it.
I don't know how you sneak a cheese grater in.
And I remember the story that, yes, he slipped by security. There was a smuggling aspect of that.
Yeah. It's like the one news story we had about the lady that smuggled the firearm between folds.
I remember that story.
Fat folds.
Hey guys, I work in Detroit at a bar tonight. We're expecting people as early as 3 p.m. No reservations except steakhouses. You're just going to have to deal with the crowds if you go downtown.
Yeah, just go early. I mean, if you have the ability to go early, get downtown, enjoy it. It's a great experience. You can walk around, go down to Hart Plaza, and just enjoy being downtown because the weather is going to be really nice.
It is. We got the cookie jar coming up at 7:35. First, Heather with the news.
A wedding celebration over the weekend led to a Lamborghini being seized by police and one person in custody. So police say a wedding celebration that spanned from Canton to Dearborn.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Involves somebody firing shots out of this Lamborghini. It happened Sunday evening. The vehicle was caught on a dash cam being driven recklessly by somebody who was shooting out of the car. Officers were able to track this wedding celebration to a banquet hall in Dearborn Heights. That's where the Lamborghini, which was rented, was impounded. And then police received an anonymous tip and they were able to find the person responsible, who is now facing charges of reckless discharge of a firearm. And basically police are saying, hey, if you do stupid things, you're going to get caught. Reckless and dangerous behavior will not be tolerated. Let's see this story. A Harrison Township man has been charged with several felonies after threatening to kill his wife in front of their son while intoxicated. So according to authorities, this guy threatened his estranged wife with a long gun on Wednesday night and then barricaded himself in his home with his child. The wife was able to call 911, said that her husband, soon to be ex, going through a divorce, was highly intoxicated, being destructive, was threatening to shoot her. So police arrived at the scene and they established a perimeter around the home. They ordered the man to leave the house, but he refused. So a SWAT team was called in and eventually authorities were able to safely remove the child. Great news. And then the man was taken into custody. Scary situation at the airport. A bomb threat forced passengers to evacuate a Spirit Airlines plane. The flight was headed from Detroit to Los Angeles. The incident happened yesterday morning. The Wayne County Airport Authority, the Transportation Security Administration responded. They say that as a precaution, they had to get everybody off the plane. So everyone safely deplaned and then was transported to the terminal by a bus. They said they took the plane away to a secured location, did whatever they needed to do. They inspected it and it was cleared by law enforcement. And the passengers had to also be rescreened before obviously getting onto another flight.
Scary.
Scary, frustrating, long day for all of those passengers. Yeah. All of that. A fire broke out in a classroom at Nolan Elementary Middle School in Detroit Thursday morning. Fire officials say it originated inside of a closet that was in the classroom. Two classrooms were damaged, but crews were able to contain the fire really quickly before it spread further. And it all happened during a class graduation ceremony that was going on. So everyone was asked to evacuate. Everyone got out safe and sound. So far, it's not clear what caused the fire, and crews are still investigating. No surprise here. A popular northern Michigan destination was just named among the top small U.S. cities for food and drink. This was also by Food and Wine.
What counts as a small city? Because I'm thinking, like, is it Traverse City?
It's Traverse City.
Okay.
Which is a small city. Okay. Yeah. And it makes sense, right? If you've gone to Traverse City, you know they've got great wine. And they also have some great restaurants as well. So it placed number 10 on the list. Kind of highlighted the cherries and also the agriculture there, where there's regions that yield wine grapes, hops, and grains that fuel a booming beverage culture. It's also going to be hosting, Traverse City is going to be hosting a food and wine event in August. Go check that out, August 20th through the 24th.
Cool. Sounds like a bumping shindig.
It does sound like a bumping shindig. Heck yes, it does. So it's normally teens who fall victim to peer pressure. At least when you think of peer pressure, you think of teenagers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there is a study that says adults can also deal with peer pressure as well, especially when it comes to drinking. So the study found 30% of adults feel pressured to drink while socializing. And most often it's from their friends or their partners.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Which to me seems...
Have you been in a situation where you feel pressure to drink?
Well, not now, not as an adult.
Right.
No,
yeah,
I always like having a drink in my hand. It doesn't need to be an alcoholic drink, but like it's something, it's like a comfort. Like I feel like, okay, I've got a distraction. Like if
you're standing there, you're like, what do I do with my hand?
Yeah. What do I do? So I like, but oh my gosh, there's times when I'll just get water all night.
Sure.
But I think there are people who say they only drink socially, so that might be what that's referring to, is once they're in that social setting and they feel like it's expected, well, you got to have something.
Yeah. Hey,
and
how come you're not having a beer?
43% say they've had to cancel plans to avoid this peer pressure.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of surprising to me. So here's what you can
do. Far.
Just say no.
To me, no thanks. I'll take they've got all these cool mocktails now at different bars and restaurants you can get.
Sure.
I mean, if you feel like you need to have a... Quote, drink. But they say you can bring your own drink with you if you're going to like a house gathering. You can invite a friend who's also not drinking, or just, hey, if you're comfortable, just say, you know what, guys, I'm not drinking tonight.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Yeah. I'll take a Diet Coke on the rocks.
Yeah, me too. Light rocks. Yeah.
Diet Coke neat for me.
Yeah.
All right. That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the Cookie Jar. It's 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and even stronger relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local, attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. It's not a cookie cutter thing. They're going to go ahead and make it work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me and my family, almost every member of my family, and that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the cookie jar, and it's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Six questions. We need some opinions. The first one. When you get Venmo'd, do you do instant transfer or not?
Instant transfer into your bank account?
Yes. So it comes with a fee if you do it instantly. Do you do it or not? Do you use Venmo?
I use Venmo, yes. And normally it's to pay, you know, other parents or school or something like that. But when I do something for someone, like sometimes during the season, I'll get them football tickets and they'll Venmo me money. Mm-hmm. I usually don't, unless it's, if there's something that I've had to put on a credit card, if that's the case, then I will instantly transfer it and then pay that on the credit card so that I don't, you know, that I'll use the money.
Yeah.
If it's something that I don't necessarily need the money for, I kind of leave it in there because that becomes she money. Money she don't know about.
I think I'm confused. I don't use Venmo all that often.
So if I give you $100 on Venmo,
PayPal, yes. Use PayPal.
You can put it into your account immediately if you pay Venmo 1.75%, or it will take 2 to 3 business days.
Oh, I'm taking 2 to 3 okay. business days. I'm never going to pay to get money.
Okay.
You never use an ATM.
I use my own at my own bank so that I don't have
you
a fee.
You never use a different ATM?
I never go to the ATM. I don't need cash. Why would I go to an ATM? Never. No.
Wait for the kids to get a little older. You will need cash.
I will pay myself 1.7% to not do that. And I do use it as a little mini bank that if I can go to a place, grocery store, a CVS, a pharmacy, that will... One can pay through Venmo at the register. I'll use it there.
I never leave the money in Venmo.
Oh, you can leave the money in Venmo?
You can.
Oh, yeah. You can, yeah.
I don't use it enough. Okay. I thought it was like, do I instantly transfer it? I'm like, yeah, I always hit transfer, but I do the 2 to 3 business days.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
My next question, now that we're getting into the summer months, which worse, sunburn or bug bites?
Oh, for me, it's definitely sunburn. Bug bites don't bother me. In fact, I don't usually, I talked about going up to Canada fishing and the mosquitoes. I don't get a lot of bug bites to begin with, so and even if I do, they don't bother me. So sunburn, yes, it bothers me. So sunburn to me is way worse than a bug bite.
Sunburns suck.
Yeah.
I hate sunburns, and I do everything to avoid them. Sunburns are way worse than bug bites. For sure.
See, I actually think Lisa would probably be opposite, because if she just steps outside in the summer, she usually comes in with a bug bite. She just...
I get mosquito bites. I haven't gotten like a bee sting or something since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I'd prefer to be covered in mosquito bites than be sunburned.
No murder hornets?
Oh, I would die.
Sunburn is debilitating, and there's not a long list of things you can do in which that's not effective, right? And it's, you feel it, like getting dressed, you feel it, you know, drag across your skin,
yeah,
in the shower, the little water, yeah, pelting your body. It's debilitating.
I haven't had debilitating sunburn in a while, because if I get sunburn, it's usually only on the back of my neck or on my arms, maybe the tops of my legs if I'm sitting at a ball game, because it's rarely, certainly not at the ballpark, am I going to take my shirt off in public. So I haven't had the shoulder sunburn in quite some time.
I think bug bites could be more annoying, but you're right. Debilitating is what makes, yeah, the sunburn worse. Is a taco a sandwich?
Nope.
No.
Nope, it's a taco.
That's a negatory, homie dog. If you were to say, hey, Greg, let's go out to eat, we'll get some sandwiches, and then we stopped off at Del Taco, I would have felt misled.
Lied to? Lied to, yes.
So no, it is not.
Tom, do you have a big opinion on this?
So I don't know why people do these questions. Like, is this a TikTok thing or a Reddit thing?
No, it like, always is. Like,
it's a hot dog, a sandwich,
it's a hot dog,
a taco,
yeah, I mean,
sandwich,
the buns, touch. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't consider it. Greg had a very good answer. However, I then looked up, are wrap sandwiches? And people say, yes, wraps are considered sandwiches. So how different is a wrap from a taco?
Yeah, like if you went to a restaurant and we got wraps, would you feel lied to, Greg? Now, you'd think you're getting a sandwich. So it's a tortilla wrapped with meat inside of it.
I would think that's a wrap.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. But it's also what's inside. Like if you're getting a taco and it's hot meat, I know you can get a hot sandwich, blah, blah, blah.
I was
going to
say, come on, ever had a cheesesteak before? That's a sandwich. That's hot.
I just, to me, a taco is just not a sandwich.
I would go a step further. Tacos predate sandwiches. So if anything, a sandwich is a taco.
Insert history lesson.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Stop it.
Aaron Rodgers picked the Steelers. Who's one athlete you wish would just go away?
Other than Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, other than Aaron Rodgers.
I would say LeBron. Just retire. I'm done.
He stopped at dominating the NBA now. I mean, for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still really
off.
Good.
Yeah.
No, he's still worthy of playing.
I'm not saying he's good or not.
Just sick of hearing about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the flops.
I couldn't come up with somebody.
Really?
No, because he's the answer.
Oh.
This idiot loser. And the fact that one of the most respected franchises in the league thinks they can make it work one more time. Man, just think about like late October when you're looking for good NFL coverage and your TV's wasting 5 to 10 minutes on him and how he said something stupid or, mm-hmm, something's going on.
What did DK Metcalf say about him? What did Tomlin say at the press conference?
Yeah, it's just...
What is he going to say on McAfee about Tomlin and DK Metcalf's comments?
Yeah.
What if it was a local guy?
A local
athlete right now.
A local athlete that you just want to retire?
Justin Hull.
Oh, I was going to say, you probably insert just about
Petrie.
Five different Red Wings.
Javi. Yep, Greg's. It would have been
it
Javi.
It would have been Javi.
Yeah.
Now it's
3 months
Ibanez
ago.
Right?
Yeah, well, my answer is Draymond Green. I don't feel like I need to explain it. I mean, he commits
to me, he's
flagrant dirty fouls repeatedly.
To me, he's just entertainment.
Okay.
I don't mind the entertainment.
Greg, do you have an annoying athlete or no?
I really don't. Rodgers pretty much nailed it, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today is National Donut Day.
Oh, yeah.
What is your go-to donut?
This is always a tough decision, but I do always end up going with the. If I get the dozen donuts, one, it gives me options. So that I can go home and, yes, I'll eat one, two, or three, or a dozen. But the one that I always pick out first to eat is the raspberry-filled vanilla icing donut. To me, that is, it's just perfect. It never disappoints because I know where I'm going. I know what I'm getting. Now, if I don't know where I'm at, sometimes I'll go with... You know, something that I don't have to worry about the filling because you don't necessarily know how much is in there.
Mm.
It's the great mystery.
Yeah, I'd probably just go with a plain glaze, but I like those ones that are like lighter. They're like crinkle or
the old fashions.
I don't know what they're called, but they're not like heavy, dense donuts. They have like the sides are all creased, like they're folded kind
of. More surface area for more icing.
Kind of, but they're not, but no.
Well, the crinkle provides more surface area.
Does it?
Yes.
Heather, you got to understand, John has thought about all of this.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what
I would pick. In the fall, now that might be a different call, because if you're going to the cider mill, or you get a chance to get, you know, a deep fried donut sprinkled with a little cinnamon sugar on it, with a side of whether it's warm cider, hot chocolate, doesn't matter. I mean, that's heaven on earth.
Greg, after the show, you get a donut, any donut of your choice. What do you pick?
Chocolate covered cake donut.
Cake. Okay.
Yeah, the very thick, dense donut.
What talking about.
Very different than what I'm speaking of.
That's a very fall donut, the cake donut.
I'm with you. I don't know what they call the other one, but it's got to be the cake donut. There's no question.
See, I like the chocolate-covered glazed donut. Kind of the best of both
worlds.
With
sprinkles?
No, it doesn't have to be sprinkles, but glazed with that chocolate icing on top. That's the one I gravitate towards first.
Okay. All right.
All right, last question. And this was submitted by Greg, but he has a stipulation here.
What, can't name him?
Between you and your spouse, who is the disciplinarian with the kids? And yes, Costa should answer this one too.
Okay, we'll save yours as the coup de grace. It's definitely me. There's no question. Wait till dad gets home. And in fact, this week, when we've had a busy week, every night I've been doing something with one of the older kids, and Teddy was on a tear. Lisa's been home with him all day, all week. She called, and I was trying to talk to him. A three-year-old doesn't really talk on the phone very well. So I actually made a video.
Oh, boy.
Sent it to him. And then I got a call back of him saying, you know, apologizing to mom, to me, on the phone.
You sent a disciplinarian video?
Oh, yes. Yes. And it did include, wait till I get home, and we're going to have a discussion.
At this point in our family, I would say we're pretty equal. There's not a whole lot of discipline going on because they're 1 and 3. But I think overall, I am the stricter parent.
Okay.
Just from observations, when I hear Colin, I'm like, dude, just do this. Yeah. Like you're being too easy with her or him. And so I think I'm stricter, but I probably will be the disciplinarian when they're older.
You'll be the bad cop.
Yeah. I think so. I think.
Not confrontational, Colin.
No, he's too nice.
Yeah, but at some point, when dads get mad, it comes across as a little more threatening. However, mom doesn't do it a lot, but when it happens, I leave the room because I get scared and I'm not even the one in trouble.
There is no question. Sarah is the hammer of our family.
Okay.
Yes. I can't get my kid to do anything. Come inside, take a bath, brush your teeth, get off the counter. My wife says a word, and bam, he's on scrambles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tom, is it you? Yes, he nods, thumbs up. So how do you want me to answer this? Is it involving our cat, basically?
I don't know. Roomba's being bad. I mean, who's on Roomba?
So I would say I'm definitely harder on Roomba, which is ridiculous to say about a cat. But sometimes he'll play games with his food where he's like, oh, I don't want to eat that. And my thing is, you're going to eat it. Kelsey, oh, I'll switch it. Maybe he wants something else. So I guess to answer your question, I am the stricter pet owner. I don't consider myself a parent. That is the cookie jar.
Not how I was hoping it was. I wasn't sure what to expect, but.
No.
What did you want, John? Who puts the cat in timeout? Who takes away catio access if he misbehaves?
I guess that's probably what I should have expected.
It's a cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. It's 97.1.
Hey, we've seen guys sidelined by injuries, and if you ask them, they're going to say it's very personal. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that someone is David Femininio. He uses the slogan, and I've told you this, get David, get paid. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. If you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell them to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, happy Friday. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, got Gov and Greg behind the glass. Luke Sloan on the updates. It's a backwards hat kind of Friday.
Yeah.
John's in on the party now.
I couldn't remember which way I had it on. I had to touch my front of my head.
8 o'clock, we'll get into the Tigers.
Good for my free throws.
Tigers split with the White Sox. No, it's not a big deal. It's annoying. But we are going to offer you the chance to nitpick. Vent.
Mm-hmm.
The Tigers are very good, but it's on your mind. No one's going to judge you. If you have concerns, we'll get to it at the top of the hour. We have some reactions to Cookie Jar. And most of them are on donuts. And we'll start there. You're missing out. The best donut is the peanut donut. Good cup of coffee kicks the day off the right way. Let's be honest. You can have a donut any time of day.
What's a peanut donut?
He didn't say peanut butter. Peanut donut.
I've never heard.
So I'm not a big fan of nuts on my donuts.
Okay.
So I remember when somebody said the Fruity Pebbles or the, you know, I said the Frosted Flakes. Like, I don't want the crunch on my donut. So if it's a peanut butter flavored donut,
I'm all
for it.
But no, this is like peanuts on top. I'm looking it up. Yeah.
No, thank
like a crust.
You. No. I have had a chocolate donut with a peanut butter icing, and it's wonderful.
The apple fritter is always an awesome treat. Dan,
apple fritter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Heather, they've diagnosed the donut you like. They're saying it's a cruller, a French cruller even.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On the athletes that you want to get rid of, Gov is right. Aaron is number one, but Bron is second. Could I include Jerry Jones as an owner? I loved the birthday gift we gave him last year.
So the athlete that you want to go away, and I do believe, you know, owners can be a part of that as well. Then you always love beating the Cowboys, but when the reaction of Jerry Jones and you find out that it's on his birthday, it kind of makes it that much sweeter. It's like beating LeBron. It's just, you know what? You just kind of love beating him.
That's why you wanted to stick around. It's fun.
Yeah, but it's all the other games where you don't want to see him flop.
Yeah, well, I was talking about Jerry.
Yeah.
But well, yes.
We could see him flop.
LeBron has never done anything wrong. He's an ideal basketball player in all facets. If there's anybody that you'd want to get rid of, it's 90% of the NBA outside of that guy. Signed, Tyler in the car.
Okay.
What's your issue with LeBron?
What's my issue with LeBron? The flopping. The, you know, he gets an elbow or grazed by an elbow and it looks like he has just died. Like I have major problems with that.
Feels like Brunson's a bigger flopper. We could have said Brunson.
Well, when we played them, I said the same thing.
Mother flopper.
Yeah.
It came back to the question here, though, of Aaron Rodgers, and I was racking my brain. There is nobody even close.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of LeBron. He's been playing so long.
There's fatigue.
Yeah, it's fatigue. It's not anger. Like, I was thinking Brad Marchand. No. It just doesn't even come close.
He's annoying, but it's not like Rodgers. Yeah.
Sidney Crosby, it's not there anymore.
No, that's past.
He's gone on to win cups. I mean, you have a mild respect maybe for him.
He can grow a little facial hair now as opposed to the little tiny mustache he had back in 08.
He's in Pittsburgh, by the way, too. So he's got
Crosby
two hated people.
And Rodgers. Tomlin is going to want to strangle Rodgers by week 8. That's Chris in Howell.
I am very curious as to how this is going to work. Does Mike Tomlin, first of all, are they that desperate?
Yes.
In Pittsburgh? I know that they did not. Mason Rudolph, you don't want to go into the season with Mason Rudolph as your starting quarterback.
Will Howard either.
Right, yes. But having not made a decision on a quarterback or a starting quarterback or getting somebody that's functional other than Aaron Rodgers, and we're watching this play out just like we did with the Jets 2 years ago. Like, the holdup was Aaron Rodgers holding up the entire trade. And now he's held them hostage all season long, and maybe they had this agreement that, hey, you know, come second week of June, that's when I'm going to publicly say, maybe they knew all along he was going to say yes.
Tomlin's done a pretty good job dealing with circuses in the past, but to invite this tent, balloons, and all, okay, all to win 9 games, maybe.
Yeah,
I mean, this is a guy that railroaded Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh is a well-respected guy that I haven't heard any trash about. Have you?
No.
He destroyed Saleh's career.
Well, I think you could say the Jets destroyed his career, and Aaron Rodgers was a part of that equation. Maybe he's the biggest part of the equation.
Is his career destroyed? Didn't he land a DC job? I don't think it's out of the question he'll get another crack at this.
I think he will. I think maybe he will a little bit of a strong word, but you know, just look at the character of the two people. Who you going with?
Oh, if anything happens. Oh, well, no, yeah, Salah, but yeah, but between Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers, if anything happens, everyone's going to side with Tomlin.
Yeah, he's the stabilizer. He's the Super Bowl. Well, they both won a Super Bowl.
I agree, but the point of the text there was 8 weeks in, something's going to be coming up, right?
Well, it's all this. What did he say on McAfee? It's going to be DK Metcalf doesn't like the targets he's getting in one game, and then he's going to complain, and then McAfee's going to bring it up, and then Rodgers is going to make a comment that's kind of thinly veiled, and then Tomlin's going to go, why the hell are you asking me about this? I don't care at all. We got to play the Browns this week.
I don't know that that's going to be DK Metcalf.
Somebody else, then.
George Pickens would have been, but they've shipped him off.
Yes. Who is their number two receiver, by the way? Fun question for people.
Freiermuth?
Is tight end out of Penn State? Yeah.
Roman Wilson?
It might be. Michigan receiver Roman Wilson. Or who's the tiny guy? Calvin Austin?
The tiny guy.
Yeah, he's a little one of those scat receivers.
Yeah, 6 foot.
Maybe. It's like 5'8", 160 pounds.
Come on, Ross.
That might be their number two receiver.
Just pint-sized. Just a little guy. Hey,
Jim, little I actually looked this up yesterday. Robert Woods is in Pittsburgh now.
Oh. Yes, he is. Yes.
I don't know if he has anything left, but well, that should be a fun experiment for Aaron Rodgers to deal with. By the way, the Lions are going to see him at the end of the season in December, right?
Aaron Rodgers, yeah. I think it's the game before the Christmas game. And yeah, it'll be because it's in Ford Field. And so we know, what is it? He's faced, I don't know how many total times he's faced the Lions, but I know there's, 18 wins that Aaron Rodgers has. And yes, Kirby Joseph has his number. And the Lions have had his number recently. Is there any concern that he finds the Fountain of Youth in Pittsburgh? Is that where the Fountain of Youth is? Is it the Three Rivers where they converge? That the Fountain of Youth?
No. And if I could bet Kirby Joseph to get a pick in that game today, I'd put the money and just put it there.
Somebody ask Kirby if he's back on the hit list.
It's 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.